2. This podcast is brought to you by Galveston Express, your link between Galveston and the Houston airports. For more information and how to book a ride, please visit galvestonexpress.com. Also brought to you by Undercurrent Athletics and Hard Knocks Gym, both located at the corner of 52nd Street and Broadway. For advertising info and inquiries, please contact galvestonislandpodcast@gmail.com.
All right, everybody. So, first going to talk about some closures this weekend on 45. Expect the traffic to be slow coming to and from the island. I'm not exactly sure where the closures are going to be at. Anyway, weather for the day. It was actually a really pretty day, right, Ben?
It was. I was out golfing, and it wasn't too hot, and there was a nice breeze, so it was actually quite nice.
How'd you do out there?
Dude, I did about average, but I'll tell you one thing, and this might be a subject for another time. There's really not that many choices of golf courses around here.
Which one did you go to?
I went to Bayou Country Club. It was up in Texas City. Honestly, it's not that far away from my house.
Not the one you went 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, well, it's good deals up there, man. It's like, it cost me like $18 a player to wow. play today. And I mean, the course is pretty nice.
When was your tee time?
12 o'clock. That's the thing. That's why it's $18, is because it's the middle of the day tee time and you booked online. So that's why it's cheap. That being said, I like Moody Gardens better than that one, but Moody's a little bit more expensive.
What's Moody at, cost a player?
Dude, I can't say off the top of my head. Last time I know I paid $30. That was the same deal. It was a weekday, middle of the day online booking, but that was like a really good rate for Moody. I think that it hovers around like $45 to $50 normally around Moody. And there's a country club out there, but obviously you can't get on it unless you're a member. I wish I was a member. That would be very nice. But what'd you get into this week, Alex? What's going on in Galveston? Huh?
So this week, actually last weekend, I went fishing with a couple of buddies of mine, and they participated in this Beach Masters tournament that the Lighthouse Charity was putting on. And people who don't know the Lighthouse Charity, they're one of the bigger charities on the island. Their main office and headquarters are right off of 45 coming down. They kind of help with nonprofits. Actually, they are a big nonprofit. They help less fortunate medical patients, accident victims, and then they also, during the storms, they provide emergency disaster response and assistance.
Wait, are they located on the island?
Yeah, they're located on the island. They're one of the biggest, they're one of the biggest charities on the island. I think they are the biggest charity on the island. But they do a whole lot of stuff up and down the coast. Let's see.
I've heard of them before, but I just didn't realize they were the ones who did that.
Yeah, I think Dick Doggard is the president, and his wife is Horacine. If I'm saying that wrong, I apologize. They started it, or they're the president of it now. They funded it with over $1 million from the credit union, bank loans, retirement account, as they believe in helping others, and they've kind of grown. This particular tournament that they did, this is the 10th one they've done. The buddy of mine who actually fished in it got second place in the redfish division. His name is Jordan Trout, and he came right at 44 inches, and the one above him got 45 and a half.
Those are big redfish.
They are. This thing was monstrous.
Hey, Alex, that operation center is over there in 69th and Broadway. I remember that because I've seen this warehouse. They got that big warehouse.
Yeah, it's a big red warehouse. It's really nice.
I like that. Is this the tournament we were talking to that guy about, and he said they tag fish and they had trucks and stuff and giveaways?
No, that's the CCA tournament.
Oh, that's a bigger one.
You know what the CCA tournament is?
Yeah, I know what the CCA is.
Is that just the Texas thing, or is it a kind of nationwide thing?
Coastal Conference. I think it's nationwide, but I think that
I think they have a Texas. Yeah, they have a Texas Star one, where I think the first 10 winners. I think they have like 30 tag fit redfish, and then I could be wrong, but I know the first 10 winners receive like a brand new F-150 with a truck, a trailer, and a boat.
That's insane.
Yeah, it's like $25 for a year. You can get like $1,000 for a year membership for a lifetime membership. And it just has a whole bunch of cool perks and stuff.
So, are those redfish they tag them all along the coast of Texas?
I think they only release them in a few places.
Like the hot spots where everybody's fishing.
Yeah, like Galveston Bay. I know Galveston Bay they released a few. But if you, let's say you catch one of these and you're not signed up for the tournament, and then you bring it in, you're like, oh, okay, I want to, bring in the fish, and then you sign up, you have to pass a lie detector test. And if you don't pass the lie detector test, you try scheming them, it's like I think it's considered a federal crime.
So listen, I'm looking at these prizes right now.
Pretty insane.
These things are ridiculous. Okay, so the tagged redfish division, you can get an F-150 along with a boat and a trailer.
Yep.
They're giving away $25,000 scholarships, 2017 Mercury boats, flat bottoms. This is insane. This is obviously a big tournament.
Yeah, it's a lot of people.
Yeah. So how much is the entry? And how long, how long it
goes for? Look up CCA Star.
I'm on their webpage right now.
Look at entry. I think it's $25 for a year, or just for the tournament entry at $20-$25.
Let me find out here, because looking at these prizes, I might have to sign up for this, man.
Yeah, they posted the Beachmasters tournament. They posted the winner list online.
Are you signed up for this?
No, but I'm planning on doing it when I go out on my buddy's boat.
Well, when is that happening?
Probably this next week when the weather clears up.
What kind of boat you got?
It's like a little skiff.
Oh, something for the bay?
Something for the bay. Three people. Fish comfortably on. Four people got to fight for space.
You guys fish off the boat, or you just use the boat to get to where you're going and jump
fish
off
the boat? Some people that I know of, they'll get like those power poles or anchor the boat, and then they'll wade Galveston Bay because it's so shallow. Yeah,
that's what I was. I mean, I've seen a lot of guys out there doing it.
Yeah, those guys are serious waders, though. I don't like wading in the bay. I only like wading out in the surf. It sounds kind of weird. I'd rather be in a kayak or a boat.
So when you get out in the bay and get out of your boat, when you do that, do you wear waders or do you wear some sort of foot protection out there and just shorts?
You're supposed to wear surf boots,
mm-hmm.
which kind of, and in the wintertime, some people wear waders in it.
I wear waders in the winter because sometimes it gets a little chilly out.
Yeah, I'm kind of crazy. I don't wear waders even when it's freezing cold. I'll just deal with it.
Why?
I don't know. Couldn't tell you.
The waders do get annoying sometimes.
Do what?
The waders do get annoying sometimes.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, it's just they just feel weird. And like you start sweating in them, and it just feels like kind of gross.
How much is a good pair of surf boots out there?
I got mine for like $40-$50.
Well, you go to Academy and get it.
Yeah,
we're online.
Mm-hmm. Academy. My surf boots, I really like. I had them for a long time. The zipper stopped working on it, and I had to do some repair. And I just kind of slip them off. I only really go wear them when I'm going around rocks, because I'll shuffle my feet, and that's really good stingray defense.
I'm about to say they got stingrays out there, don't they? You gotta worry about.
Yeah, but they only really run heavy one time of the year. You gotta worry about them. But otherwise,
you should be all right.
You should be all right. So the winner of the shark division of this tournament caught a 120-inch tiger shark.
Where was that at?
I don't know. I kind of want to look. Where was he at? Oh, yeah, Corpus.
Do they release it?
Yeah, so...
So how do they prove it?
They take pictures, and then you have to have a picture with the wristband that they have.
Uh-huh.
So, with this guy, And the cool thing about this one is, like, so you have to do a check-in at this one. They usually do it at the Galveston Yacht Basin,
mm-hmm.
but this year they had it at Jamaica Beach, so you had to go check in and then you could go out back and fish. So he probably had team members out there, or he drove all the way back or something. I don't know. It's some of these guys, you know, they'll go back, they'll drive all night, go back to where they know that they're going to catch big sharks, fish it, take their pictures, and then drive back, and then just kind of, you know, hope and pray that no one catches a 121 inch bullshit, you know, tiger shark out there.
So where is the, is that where the good shark fishing is, out there in Jamaica Beach?
Yeah,
down there on the west side.
Yeah, me and my buddy John Michael and Jordan Trout, John Michael Camel, we went out to the San Luis Pass, and that's where we ended up being. But the wind persisted throughout the night, and we only caught that one big redfish that Jordan got second place with.
I've heard that San Luis Pass is where the sharks are. I've heard multiple people down there.
We've caught 8 foot. The biggest one we caught out of there was like almost an 8 foot bull shark.
Mm-hmm.
And then they caught a 7 or 8 foot lemon shark.
What are you baiting the sharks with?
They use. I actually caught the Jack Revel that they chopped up and put it out there. So we use Jack baits and sometimes we use stingrays, and they really like those.
Oh really?
Yeah.
So you go out and you fish for the bait, and then you use that bait.
Yep.
It's fresh.
Yeah, it's really. Sometimes you gotta do what you gotta do, but
you gotta stay out there all day, huh?
All day and all night. The thing is, you gotta have your rod. It's a beer drinking sport.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta go out there, wait a little bit, but the you're catching your bait, trying to catch your jackfish. You kind of have to keep walking out there with your surf rods and casting and trying to get some bigger fish to put on your shark rods. But in the meantime, you know, you could you know, trout fish in the morning and in the evening, and you know, fish for reds.
Suddenly you gotta load up your cooler, get your speaker, get your sunscreen, make it a day thing.
No, it's like a 2 day thing.
People camp out there?
Yeah, my buddy John Michael actually has a tent cot.
Oh really?
Do you know what a tent cot is?
Yeah, so he can just go out there, drive out there, and
stay. Yeah, you can get a good tent cot for like $100, $150.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And those will keep the mosquitoes off you, and you know, I'm looking at them right now. They're only there's Cabela's one that's like, you know, a double tent cot for like $400, but I'm not sure if he spent that much on a tent cot. But I went out with him to Padre Island National Seashore, and it was actually really nice. We stayed out there for three days. And
how far away is that from Galveston?
That's all the way in Corpus Christi, so I think like 6 hours away. But we like to night drive.
Worth it?
Yep, we caught a big 8 foot bull shark, but the whole week before that they were catching like 12 and 14 foot tiger sharks and hammerheads.
Oh wow, I didn't know that there were big hammerheads out there.
Huge hammerheads.
Did you catch any hammerheads?
No, the wind and the surf were too persistent for us to keep doing anything.
Really? When was that?
That was actually last year, like to the date, last year.
Very cool. How long do these tournaments last for? Are they like month-long tournaments or something?
No, just the weekend. This Beachmasters was only this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
The CCA, I think it's 3 months long.
Oh wow.
What about Father's Day's coming up this weekend? What are you doing for old pops for you?
I just ordered him a bunch of golf balls today because that's like my that's my standard gift for my dad.
So he can waste them. Do you order him the nice ones or just ones that he can just?
No, man. I ordered him some some refurbished balls. You know what that is?
No.
It's just like balls that have been hit and people have recovered them and cleaned them up. And like they grade them, it'll be like AA, AAA, Quad A, and that's like how quality they are. So I ordered him some 4A Callaway balls, which is like just found in lakes and stuff that are still in pristine condition. Because he's just going to hit them in the lakes too. So I'm not going to buy him. I'm not going to buy him any Pro V1s or anything because those things are way too expensive. But you know, he's back in North Carolina, so I'm not going to go back and take him out to dinner or anything. He's just going to have to be okay without me. But it looks like good weather on the island. I'm sure there'll be a bunch of festivities. Obviously, there are a lot of people here. You saw the traffic out there today.
Yeah, it's getting to be the 4th of July weekend up in about 2 weeks. So,
what's going on in Galveston 4th of July? There are fireworks, aren't there?
Yeah, there's fireworks. I'm definitely going to be out there. We might have to do a mobile podcast pretty soon. But for anyone wondering what we're going to do next and everything, I reached out to my personal friend and owner of Maceo Spice and Import, Concetta Maceo, and she is interested in doing a podcast. So we're probably going to go over to the spice shop and do like a piece over there. Maybe do a podcast over there. Not really sure how it's going to work out, but we're going to take pictures and probably have her up here in the studio and talking. And
that's all well and good, but we're going to have to work out some free BOI sandwiches and maybe a beer or two.
Maybe a beer, yes. BOI sandwiches are just...
Oh, they're freaking good.
Why are they so good?
I don't know. I don't even know what's in them. I just smell it and I eat it. I don't even take time to realize what I'm eating.
So, we also have another guest. It's my coach and the owner of Undercurrent Athletics on 52nd. His name is Joe Waldrop, and he wants to do a podcast with us in congruence with his podcast called Two Morons Discuss Everything.
What an amazing name for a podcast. Who does he do it with?
Buddy of mine named Jeremiah.
He lives on the island.
Mm-hmm.
What, is he training over there with you guys?
He's a sheriff's deputy.
Oh, okay. Very cool.
He had he had kidney stones, so he had to be, you know, use the FMLA act so he could, you know, be out family medical leave. Jacked himself up real good.
That would not be fun.
It wouldn't.
Not pass him at least.
You know, I've heard, you know, this might be an old wives' tale, but if you drink like a full glass of fresh squeezed lemon juice, it'll break that thing up.
A full glass of lemon juice?
Well,
good luck getting that down too.
Actually, I like lemon juice a lot.
Like straight lemon juice?
Straight lemon juice.
Wow.
But anyway, so what you're supposed to do is you drink it and... So the kidney stone is calcium, right?
Mm-hmm.
Pure calcium. So what that pure calcium is, it gets broken down by the citric acid, you know, flush going through your kidneys, and it breaks it down.
I don't know if I believe you on this one. I might have to do my own research.
Do your own research, and let's get back to it. But
I'm looking at right now what's going on
the island.
July 4th weekend. July 2nd, there's a free movie night on the Strand. It's gonna.
What movie are they playing?
So this is odd. They're showing A Christmas Story.
What?
But it's July. It's July. So I don't know what's up with that. You know, obviously.
Who's hosting? Before I step on my toes out here.
Who is hosting it? Yeah, I don't.
Would it be on the side of Yagas? I'm thinking.
I would. Sanger Fest Park. Corner of 23rd and Strand Street.
Oh yeah,
yeah. So you're right.
Oh,
beside Yagas.
What is? I don't understand.
What, their movie selection?
Christmas.
I don't really understand that either.
Do like the Griswolds go to, you know, vacation or something?
Or something island themed?
Yeah,
I think it would be a little bit more
appropriate. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Or like, you know, what's that movie with Tom Hanks? Wilson, Castaway.
Castaway. Yes. That's what
good.
They need to show.
That'd be a great movie.
Castaway in Galveston.
Something on an island.
Oh my gosh. Well, they also obviously have fireworks. They're going to have 20 minutes worth of fireworks starting at 9:15 on July 4th.
Last year it was bad.
And what, the fireworks?
No, after the fireworks. Getting home. So I was with my coach Joe, And there was not, I mean, around us there was no problems, but like several people got stabbed.
Stabbed? What, it was just getting wild out there?
Yeah. Several people got stabbed. It was just kind of nuts.
I bet the traffic's terrible too, huh?
Oh, it is. That's why I always...
I think I have to bike out there, dude.
I'm going to take a bike out there with Abby. Maybe at Logan, and Patricia could come along too. What are your plans for 4th of July?
I mean, I don't know. Probably go watch those fireworks or something. They said there's... Moody Gardens is having bands on the sand Friday and Saturday.
Now that's fun. That's always fun.
Wait, is that in their like a wave pool beach area?
I think so, yeah. So you got to pay for entrance, but it's always pretty cool.
Yeah, it doesn't say how much it is. Oh, dude, you know what? You know what starts tomorrow?
What?
I think that Da Vinci...
at Moody Gardens? Yeah, that's going to be something worth checking out.
And you know what? They put Mona Lisa on that billboard, so I'm wondering if the Mona Lisa is not in the Louvre anymore and they're traveling with it. I'm going to figure that out right now. I think they said they had 23 original pieces of his art and like something like 17...
Inventions.
So I think it opens tomorrow. It's only like $18 a person. I'm going to have to go see it. Oh, excuse me. 27th.
Oh, on the 27th. Oh, okay. So 2 weeks from now. 10 days.
Oh, this is cool. I haven't been to like a specific exhibit over there in Moody Gardens yet. I'm guessing it's in one of the pyramids, right?
Yeah, I think so. 2 weeks ago, I went to the Houston Museum of Natural Science.
How was that?
That was pretty cool. They redid their mummy exhibit.
Oh, really?
And they have this one guy with like a little beard and hair. Dude, it's weird. It's kind of creepy to like see these. They're actual people that were like, you know, mummified. Could you imagine like what 1,000 years ago, you know, or 2,000 years ago, you're like, oh, you know, they're just gonna stick me in a hole, they'll never find me again, and then all of a sudden you're on display for, you know, a 20 something year old or like a 4 year old kid saying, mommy, look at that, and you know, you're just sitting there like,
well, they don't know it. Sure, their body is, but they're not there.
No, they are not. They pull the brains out.
Really?
Through the nose.
Why do they do that?
They put them in like little amphores.
That's something I could have probably gone without knowing.
They put all the organs in different amphores. And then some of them even got buried with their staff. Like once they died, they killed the staff and like stuck them down there.
Oh, like to serve them in the afterlife?
Yeah.
That'd be a terrible way to die.
That would be. Big up.
Pharaoh's. I knew this job was going to kill me.
Yeah, Pharaoh's dead. Help. Well, here, I guess I'm going too.
Well. There's something going on the island tonight with all those. You see all those kids when we saw coming in the office?
Yeah, I did too. I think it's something at the opera. The opera house.
What do they have in the opera house? I see people go to shows all the time, but.
Sometimes they have like the Galveston. Galveston has like a dance company, and they do shows there. And
I see all these dance studios down here around the Strand and downtown area.
It's mostly like, I think it's mostly like kid dancing and you know like the dance mm-hmm. team stuff or like interpretive ballerina dance. I haven't really looked into it.
Yeah, or checked it out. I see all those signs that have advertising. They get a lot of like musical acts. It seems like they go there.
Yeah,
and then
you know what we need to do is I think let me check it out. But the Galveston Island Brewery is having their third year anniversary. If it's tomorrow, I'm correct in saying it's tomorrow, but.
Dude, everyone is telling me to try that raspberry tiki wheat. I've had like 4 people in the past week tell me how amazing it was.
It is tomorrow. It is their third anniversary.
What are they doing?
They're doing a huge huge party at the brewery.
They have bands out there and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Food trucks.
They're
always doing something over there.
I think they're going to have a bunch of cans, you know, cans for sale. They're gonna, I think that's what they were stocking up for. I saw a bunch of kegs out there, and
what, they're selling kegs?
No, well, they sell the keg and stuff. Mm-hmm. But I think that they're gonna do something pretty.
I might have to make it pretty out epic. There.
Yeah, I want to talk to the owner's name's Mark Delosso. I don't know how he'd feel about me dropping his name, but he's a great guy. I met him many a time, and I'm gonna definitely try to get a hold of him so we can do like a walkthrough of the brewery and you know, do a podcast so we can get some more listeners, and that'd be kind of cool. So I think we're gonna go ahead and wrap this one up, call it a night. If you like this podcast, go ahead and like us on Facebook, subscribe to us on YouTube, share us to your friends, and Ben, you want to go ahead and sign us off?
Folks, we appreciate you listening. Enjoy your weekend. Stay safe, and as always, stay salty.